This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Chapter in our medical show called the Good Day Health Program, and this hour is devoted, as are all the hours that we are together, to your health and well-being. You'll be able to ask Dr. Ken Kronhaus questions about your medical realities. Have you gotten information that you don't understand from some doctor? You're feeling something and you want clarification on your gut instincts. Should I go to the doctor or not? Find out. 888-553-7536 for Dr. Ken. 888-55-DRKEN for the next hour. You can get yourself focused on the stories that will be told here. Ken is also here to go through some of the important medical information of the week that have ramifications for you. Ken is a noted cardiologist practicing in Florida, one of the top cardiologists in the country. He's presenting at a very prestigious medical convention this summer. He has credibility, cred, street cred for Dr. Ken. And I thought we ought to start with a conversation. At the controls in our studio in Washington is Kara Schillen, who has been through something that the love in my life has been through, a summer cold, weakened immune system. Dr. Ken himself has been through this summer cold, and it had to have been in part from a weakened immune system, because I think we all agree that these things happen because our immune system isn't as strong as it ought to be.
Well, and sometimes these bugs are stronger than anyone.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, right. They're very strong bugs. So Kara, now you can hear in her voice that she's had a cold. She still has a little of it, but she was worse earlier in the week than she is now. So you were both talking about this, and I think we ought to have the audience listen to the conversation, because I'm betting we'll help thousands of people who are listening right now who have the very same malady. So Kara, just explain for everybody what your symptoms were, how you felt, and Ken can maybe say, you know, how you got to where you were and how to get out of it.
Well, sure. I had a very busy weekend and busy week last week, so I was moving a ton of stuff into a new apartment and lifting a lot of heavy stuff, and so I would definitely say that my immune system was probably a bit weaker. It was super hot, not great conditions for it. So I woke up Sunday morning with a really, really sore throat, could barely swallow, was having trouble breathing. Over the course of the day, got a fever. Fever went away the next day, but I was still coughing, mucusy, head hurt, just feeling general, you know, body pain. So I was tested because I thought it might be strep or mono, and didn't have either of those. Mm-hmm. And was told it was probably just a virus, although me and Ken were talking off air, and he'll tell you too, that if it gets, he just told me, if it gets better, it's a virus, and if it doesn't get better, it's something else. But yeah, so far, ibuprofen and sleep is my remedy, and seems to be working okay.
So she does that so well, doesn't she? Give a history so well.
But I think I said to you, take a lot of vitamin C, echinacea, zinc, that sort of stuff.
Yes, I have been taking, last time I had a little bit of a cold, I went out to GNC, because that's the most easily findable, you know, kind of health store around here. And they've got little kind of chewable vitamin C things that I think are 500 milligrams per each. And I did get some echinacea, so I've been taking those along with the Tylenol, and that seems to be helping as well.
And none of us can live in a bubble, but were you around while you were moving others who might have a similar issue?
Well, my roommate and nobody in my family seemed to be sick, although my roommate was with her sister last week who had very similar symptoms. So I was wondering if it was possible that germs could have been carried. And also, there was a ton of dust and, you know, other stuff being, you know, germs up in the air while we were moving and cleaning.
Absolutely. The allergies right now are around, and that weakens, can, you know, throw your immune system into havoc. And I don't know if you've been getting enough sleep while you were moving here, but certainly you're...
I can tell you for sure, no, I haven't been getting enough sleep.
And the mental stress of moving, I don't care where you move, 1 mile or 1,000 miles, it's a big mental stress. So all these things weighing down on the immune system, and then having a roommate that may have been exposed to, was her sister visiting from another geographic location?
Yeah, so we live in the D.C. area, and her sister is living in Boston at college, where I'm sure tons of people are sick right now. And they were in Bermuda, so they've both been traveling.
Okay, the perfect storm. And that's where it happens, because the bugs are different in different geographic locations. And, you know, it's been studied that people who move to different quadrants of the country, probably two-thirds to three-quarters will have some sort of infectious illness in the first 6 months that they're there, just because the bugs are different. And it's not a big deal. You can't live in a bubble. You shouldn't let this drive yourself crazy. But Karen did exactly the right thing. She went on rest and fluids and some non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug, and she got tested for strep screen and mono, and her strep screen was negative. Her mono spot was negative. So she has most likely a viral illness, and as we were saying, it'll run its course with just rest and fluids and revving up the immune system. And as I mentioned to her, if it's not a viral illness, if it's a bacterial infection, it won't get better on its own. It'll need an antibiotic. But sounds like she's getting better. Sounds like she doesn't need an antibiotic. So why add an antibiotic to this mix? You know, people in the background are saying, why don't you just give her an antibiotic? The problem is that there are all these super bugs around, and you don't want to add to the insensitivity of bugs to antibiotics. So if you need an antibiotic, don't be afraid of it, but if you don't, you can only do harm.
Well, and the other side of that is, if you're on an antibiotic, make sure you have a good probiotic. We've talked about this over the years many times. The antibiotic kills everything. That's what it does. It kills all the good bacteria and the bad bacteria.
Most bacteria.
Right. But you want to have a probiotic that will reinstall the good bacteria when you're doing that. So, good lesson. Thank you, Kara.
She's getting better.
Yes, she is. 888-553-7536 for Dr. Ken. Brought to you in part by Super Beets. Super Beets is the original product that comes from beets, beet dust, if you will, that professional and Olympic athletes swear by. It improves their stamina, their endurance, their confidence, boosts their energy. The blood pressure issue is where Ken comes in, where he has his credibility, because this product is all about, or at least started being all about, the way to get your blood pressure where it ought to be and keep it there. But then it goes further than that, Ken, right?
Doug, in 1988, nitric oxide was discovered as a signaling molecule in the body, and by 1998, the Nobel Prize was awarded for these efforts. Nitric oxide, as you're saying, helps maintain normal blood pressure, normal heart function, and is a main regulator of brain and digestive function. It can affect both athletic performance and sexual performance. As a cardiologist, every day I'm working hard to keep the 60,000 miles of blood vessels in your body healthy to lower your risk of heart attack, stroke, erectile dysfunction, and even Alzheimer's dementia. So I'm very excited because I have finally found a natural way to restore and maintain adequate nitric oxide levels in your body. Many foods are rich in nitric oxide. However, as we age, it gets harder to consume enough of these nitrate-rich foods in order to compensate for the declining nitric oxide production levels in your body.
So this is nitric oxide. It sends the signal for your arteries to open up and relax. And that's the key here. That's why the blood gets to all the areas of the body that Ken was just talking about. You probably learned this in medical school, even though you didn't do the nitric oxide stuff. But when you open up your arteries, the blood sometimes is sluggish and trickles. And I think before we knew much about this, you would send people the EECP, right, Ken, sometimes to get more blood to where it has to go. Maybe some of those little tiny micro vessels are plugged up or they're not working anymore.
Well, I don't think one is related to the other. They're both important.
They are. Okay.
It's not an either or.
Blood, the river of life. Make sure you're getting it everywhere it needs to go by using Superbeats every day and Neo 40, the capsules that are the same. It's the Superbeats encapsulated. That's all it is. And you take it, put it on your tongue, dissolves instantly into your system. You have that charge that you need at the beginning of the day, perhaps. This is a product for this age. Call now for your risk-free Superbeat order. 800-655-4183. That's 800-655-4183. Dr. Ken, cardiologist, all fits together. Get your blood pressure and circulation where it needs to be. Superbeats, 800-655-4183.
Okay, the first time we read this commercial, he got one. So I had to get one.
And we are both in love with this product.
The glass chair mat by Vitraza. They're unbelievable.
You know that junky plastic chair mat under your office chair or at home?
Ah, piece of garbage.
It's the ugliest thing in your office.
Vitraza glass chair mats are beautiful.
Durable.
Each one will support over 1,000 pounds. So it'll even hold me. They've got a 10-year warranty. And the way you feel rolling over smooth glass instead of cheap, crackly plastic, it's like working in a million-dollar office. And it's your office.
And we got to mention this. Shipping is absolutely free.
Absolutely. 10-year warranty. Scratch-resistant. Stylish. Vitraza glass chair mats.
You can't get them at the office superstore. You got to order direct at Vitraza.com. That's V as in Victor. V-I-T-R-A-Z-Z-A. Vitraza.com.
Use the discount code RADIO to save 10% on any in-stock or custom size.
Vitraza.com.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
Not all projects offer enough space to swing a hammer. Now you can drive a nail in tight spaces with the Craftsman C3 19.2-volt Hammerhead Auto Hammer. With an adjustable head that pivots 0, 45, and 80 degrees, you can work on projects in tight corners or overhead with ease. Plus, two built-in LED lights and a convenient magnetic sleeve that helps position the nail will make your next project a breeze. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, and Sears Hardware Stores.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24 Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus and Doug awaiting your calls. Get out that pen and paper. I have a great toll-free number for you. I'll give you evidence-based answers to all your health care questions. 1-888-55-DR-KEN. That's 1-888-553-7536. 1-888-55-DR-KEN. D-R-K-E-N.
It's 21 minutes after the hour. Good day health with Dr. Ken. I'm Doug Steffen. We'll be right back.
Society spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Warning. If you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-557-3965. That's 1-800-557-3965. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Dr. Ken, remember the number, 1-888-553-7536.
One of our jobs here on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken is to go through some of the important medical news of the week. If you're a woman and you've been having a lot of migraines, you better listen up to what Ken has to say with regard to how women are affected differently. I'm now thinking about, I've never had a migraine. I'm very lucky. I don't have many headaches. I can count on two hands how many headaches I think I've had in my entire life. Most of them have been self-induced when I banged into something on my farm with my head and walked away seeing stars. But I've had a few really bad headaches, but not a lot. Some people have them every day, and they can't escape from them. I don't know, causal. What do you do with migraines? I don't know that there's, you can take things for them, but it's not like you can, you know, go see somebody and they'll get rid of your migraines. How do you do? I mean, this is as you explain what's going on here, according to this research, it seems to me that the threat of heart disease because of a migraine would be very frustrating, because a lot of people don't know how. Is there a way to treat migraine, not to just make them so you live with them, but to get rid of them?
Well, migraine headaches for some is a mild situation. Migraine headaches for others is just a life-changing experience. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of differences among sufferers, and there are some things that some people successfully do to prevent them. You can avoid triggers. Some people have foods or odors that seem to trigger your migraine in the past, so you want to avoid them. We recommend reducing caffeine and alcohol intake and avoiding tobacco. Doug, in general, establishing a daily routine with regular sleep patterns, regular meals, and also trying to reduce stress. Exercising regularly, reducing the effects of estrogen. These are some of the things that can be done to help prevent them. There are also some treatments and drugs that are used for some have have very complex medical regimens, and some are rather easy to treat. I've been amazed. There's a headache clinic where I am in Florida, in Tampa, which deals with some of the hardest cases, and some of the folks are on experimental medicines. I have one patient who has finally gotten relief with an experimental medicine. I have some patients who rarely ever use medications for this.
All right. Well, migraines lead, though, to heart disease, stroke, that sort of thing.
Well, that's
right?
The news this week, and this is out of the British Medical Journal, that if you do have migraines, that you really have to think about circulation impact on the body. Women who suffer from migraine headaches, they may have a slightly increased risk of heart disease or stroke, and there's no reason to believe this is limited to women. Here's the statistics. It's really awesome. Compared with women who do not have migraines, women who do have migraines have a 39% higher risk of heart attack, 62% higher risk of stroke, and 73% higher risk of heart surgery.
Wow.
And in addition, migraine is linked with a 37% higher risk of dying from a heart attack or stroke. It's important to make sure we are evaluating cardiovascular risk among women with migraine and doing what we know helps to reduce that risk. The same thing we do if people have risk factors for heart attacks or stroke. So knowing blood pressure, blood sugar, cholesterol, your weight, eating properly, getting into an exercise program when the doctor says it's okay, stress reduction, limiting alcohol, getting enough sleep, and mental stress reduction.
All right, to focus on breast cancer and cancer drugs in general, as we continue in this hour of the Good Day Health Program with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, I'm Doug Steffen at 28 past the hour.
Patience. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Patience is a skill, and like all skills, it can be developed. Patience takes practice. And the great thing about practicing patience is that the world is your university. Every day, in every situation that doesn't go our way, we are offered opportunities to practice patience. When people treat us unfairly, when the line doesn't move as quickly as we'd like, and when traffic is moving much more slowly than we hoped, we have a chance to work on the skill of patience. The more you look for opportunities to practice patience, the more prepared you are to practice it when the moment arises. And as you know, what you practice, you master. Practice patience. Practice it frequently, daily, and be grateful for the opportunities the universe provides you to practice it, because eventually, you'll master it. For more on peace and patience, visit drchristianconti.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I have to move fast in business. Gotta go, go, go.
Well, then you need to see the all-new redesigned HP OfficeJet Pro printers.
Are they fast?
They're lightning fast and deliver two-sided prints, which saves you time and money. You can even print from your smartphone.
Sounds perfect.
And now at Staples, you can save up to $100 on one.
Fast, efficient, and I save money? So I can relax.
I can see the tension melting.
Yep, gotta go.
Away. Now save up to $100 on a fast new HP OfficeJet Pro. And save every day on ink and toner. Staples. Make more happen. For limited time, see store staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
The Dodge brothers weren't big on self-restraint, and thank goodness for that. Because when you're always pushing the limits, you engineer cars like the available 370-horsepower Dodge Charger with a TorqueFlite 8-speed automatic transmission. It's why Dodge is the only brand that grows as fast as it drives. One drive and you'll discover why Dodge is America's fastest-growing performance brand. Data is calculated using the latest available year-over-year retail vehicle registrations. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Service on your side at 888-553-7536 or contact him, Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com or me, Doug at dougstefan.com. David asks, or he states in his note to you, I've heard that evening primrose oil may have anti-inflammatory properties, but I don't know much about it. What makes the oil beneficial? Which would you recommend for whether it would be evening primrose oil or something called borage, he writes about. I never heard of that before. B-O-R-A-G-E. I've taken evening primrose oil for much of my adult life. Matter of fact, I started being serious about it, Ken, when I read that evening primrose oil has very beneficial effect on your carotid arteries. This is something, if you want to go into it for a moment with people who are listening, what you found, we have never found. Ken has examined me, oh, I don't know, 8 or 10 times. We spend a day down there and go through our bodies, and what you found is there's no plaque really anywhere in my body, in my arteries, but it is in the carotid artery for whatever the reason. And I don't even, I think I remember a little about why I had it, you explained. But after that, when I started with evening primrose oil, we found in the last 3, 4, 5 years, it hasn't really changed much, the blockage.
Correct.
Right?
Correct. Oh. I think primrose oil is one of those things where you may be a little early, and, we don't know whether were the smartest people or the dumbest people who were recommending this. This is more in the alternative medicine sphere. It's getting some interest because it's an essential fatty acid, which are necessary for human health, but the body can't make them. You have to get them through foods, omega-3 fatty acids, omega-6 fatty acids. They play a crucial role in brain function as well as normal growth and development. And the primrose, the omega-3, the fish oil, these are the factors that help with the essential fatty acids to help build up the cell membranes in the body. And whether they're going to take care of the things that they're being advocated for, I think there's just not enough research in yet. But
doesn't hurt.
Well, and you know, I just don't know what I just don't know if there's enough data out there, you know, to be a huge advocate. But if you want to use a little bit of it, I don't have a problem.
Well, do you think that because I've taken it, that you were concerned about the blockage? What was it, 40% or something, on one side, and you were concerned about it? And you were, you know, if it gets to be too bad, then you have to take some other sort of step. But I went on evening primrose oil after that, and seems to be pretty much the same now as it was, what, 4, 5, 6 years
ago? Well, you have to, there are interactions. You have to be careful if you're on blood thinning or blood pressure medications. You want to talk to your doctor before you go on this. If you're prone to seizures, if you take phenothiazines, which are used to treat schizophrenia, you should not take evening primrose oil because it may increase your risk of seizures. So, you know, there are some issues, but I think those are the most concerning ones.
Mm-hmm. All right, so that answers that question. Thank you for asking it. Sean is in St. Charles, Illinois, wants to know how to reduce. He called and asked you to explain to him how to reduce an enlarged prostate. He thinks the prescription drugs that he's taking are causing too many side effects. So I, again, supplementally, there are really good prostate support systems that we've actually talked about on this program over the years, a couple of different products that were aimed at helping men, I don't know if fix is the right problem, but deal with enlarged prostates. I think what I remember about them is that they were more aimed at keeping your prostate from getting large. Not once it gets there, then you get sort of a problem, right?
Correct. And your favorite organization, the FDA, just for giving out the facts, has not yet approved any herbal medication for treatment of enlarged prostate, but studies on herbal therapies as a treatment for enlarged prostate have had mixed results. Sal palmetto has been shown sometimes to help, but sometimes not to. Beta-cytosterol extracts have been suggested as helpful, but the safety and efficacy of these treatments long-term are still somewhat in doubt, and you want to just talk to your doctor about them. A lot of people do take them. There are some treatments and drugs. I don't know what he's been on, but there are a lot of drugs that have been advocated for treating an enlarged prostate, and there are a number of different groups: the alpha blockers, Flomax, Cardura, Uroxetrol. This is one group. There's also the 5-alpha reductase inhibitors, Proscar, Avodart are well known. Sometimes doctors will combine drugs from these two classes. Also, Cialis has lately been advocated maintenance dose for double duty, taking care of ED and BPH, yes.
Huh, really?
And there's, I have a number of patients from the urologist who are getting that as their treatment for both issues. There's also minimally invasive or surgical therapies, a lot of choices for this. The classical TURP, transurethral resection of the prostate, there's transurethral incision of the prostate, there's transurethral microwave thermotherapy. There's this is my favorite, transurethral needle ablation, or TUNA. It's not really my favorite. I just like the way it's called. You know, TUNA, transurethral needle ablation. And there's laser therapy. There's prostate lift. There's a lot of choices. Your urologist will have an opinion, and the urologist will often have their most tried and true procedure, the one that they feel most comfortable doing with minimal side effects. But ask for their track record, talk to some satisfied patients. But you know, after you're tired of trying the medications and waking up every night to go to the bathroom, this is when you go to the urologist and they'll do one of these procedures.
Yeah, nothing to mess with, however. Take action. Don't list. I mean, I've been on Yohimbe and saw Palmetto and taking other prostate things for years. I don't mind telling you my numbers. They were for many years in what, 0.4, 0.5, 0.6, 0.8. This year went up a little bit, and I don't remember what we decided to do after you got that PSA number. I stayed on the course that I've been on. And
remember, what we're talking about now, what I've been talking about, is BPH, benign prostatic hypertrophy. This is not a malignant cancer that's going to kill you. It's just going to make your life miserable. It'll make your lifestyle not really a lot of fun. And as opposed to prostate cancer, which is a whole different animal and is treated differently.
Yeah. All right, so word to the wise is sufficient. Hopefully, sir, that helped you out. Help yourself to 888-553-7536 with your questions, stories that are important. The death rate among Americans up, birth rate down. This is very interesting. This is the death rate. Let's talk about what that means, Ken. That is the death rate. How do they come up with these numbers? Like there were 729.5 deaths per 100,000 people last year, up from 723.2. What does that all mean?
Well, the CDC keeps track of it. They, when somebody passes away, expires, there's a death certificate. Every doctor has signed one. You must sign one, unless there's an autopsy done, then it gets finally ultimately signed. But if you pass away, there's a death certificate. If you're born, there's a birth certificate. We're a nation of numbers and certification.
Wow. So these numbers mean what? Is it more suicides?
Well, let's delve into it. This is out of the CDC this week, that the U.S. birth rate declined and the death rate rose last year, in a sign of continuing pressure, Doug, on the country's population growth. There were 3.98 million births in America in 2015. That's down 0.3% from 2014, and reverses a one-year rebound when the number of births rose slightly. The data showed a sharp drop in births among teens, which fell 8% to their lowest level since the government began tracking them decades ago. The millennials, they're not getting married, they're not having kids. Yet, U.S. death rate rose for the first time since 2005. A main factor was the death rate for heart disease increased slightly after declining each year since 1993. A rise in the deaths from stroke and Alzheimer's disease also combined to the increase.
Wow. We'll get to that breast cancer information, cancer drug information, in a matter of moments. 43 past the hour now on Good Day Health.
Any Jane Doe can tell you that Geico could help you save, but since money talks, we just ask the savings instead.
Greetings and some salutations. I'm Jane's Money, and I never knew my self-worth until Jane switched her car insurance at Geico.com. Those 15 minutes built me up to real savings. Geico's been helping customers save money like me for over 75 years. So take that to the bank. And namaste.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
An historic church in Warrenton, Virginia, is a landmark recognized by a 65-foot steeple. But 130 years of weather have not been good to that steeple, which was rotting and falling apart. The congregation raised enough money to have the steeple replaced with an exact replica made of fiberglass so it would be maintenance-free. But the city blocked the replacement, demanding the church spend over $262,000 to rebuild the steeple with specific kinds of wood. They should have looked through the lens of liberty and realized that church was none of the government's business. A town government has important duties, such as maintaining roads. But their duties do not include micromanaging people's steeples.
Go to lensofliberty.org. You won't believe what you hear.
The new Moronu costume this Halloween? Anything pirate. And Pokemon Go for kids or Suicide Squad for adults. Here's Raina Saitel.
Don't forget to dress up your home for Halloween, too. Target has a great selection of Halloween decor no matter your style.
Dress to impress without breaking the bank.
When you spend $30 on Halloween costumes, decor, and party supplies, you save $5.
3 out of 4 folks hand out candy, and there's some pretty sweet savings out there.
I love the Kit Kat Darkness, available exclusively at Target. Get $2 off when you buy 2 bags of candy.
Get your home holiday ready. Start with an appliance checkup. Here's Linda Lyde.
Let's face it, home appliances can break down. So for $199, get a kitchen and laundry appliance checkup from Sears Home Services. An expert will inspect, clean, and maintain your major appliances.
And don't overlook your paint job. For a professional one,
Frog Tape has a patent paint block technology for sharp lines that give you professional results.
And transform everyday objects with Krylon spray paint.
Their Supermax All-in-One is both paint and primer. And their stained glass paint will give a pop of color to any glass item.
Hi, you can't see me because of radio, and I can't see you because I'm totally blind. My blindness doesn't hold me back, but I fight to stay awake during the day because I'm not sleeping through the night. Often I struggle to concentrate and just keep up. Sound familiar? You're not alone. But this is not a sleep disorder. It's actually 924. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmore924.com or call 855-856-2424.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
When you need to keep a business running, or a school, or a bakery, or an HVAC shop, or an auto body garage, a cleaning service, a locksmith, a contractor, a property management company, a restaurant, a grocery store, a dry cleaner, a hotel, a moving company, a hospital, or pretty much anything, you want Grainger. Grainger has the products and solutions to help a growing business succeed. Whatever you need, whenever you need it. Grainger's got your back. Call, clickgrainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, 46 after the hour, 888-553-7536. You can get on the air. You can tell us what your question is, however you want to work it. That's great. Dr. Ken here also. We go through major medical news of the week. Breast cancer risk rising with the use of alcohol. Ladies, please. I guess there is a problem. I saw something this week about men and breast cancer. So do we loop these together, Ken?
Well, that's another issue. But the reason why this is an issue this week, and this comes out of Alcoholism Clinical and Experimental Research Medical Journal this week. Doug, there has been a debate among physicians for decades about whether moderate or even less than moderate alcohol consumption does anything to the risk of developing breast cancer in a woman. And we know that excessive alcohol consumption can lead to a lot of cancers, the oral cavity, the pharynx, the larynx, the esophagus and the liver. If you want to be a radio broadcaster, alcohol is not the best thing.
No.
But the big controversy has been about light alcohol use and its risk for breast cancers. And this, I think, has finally been determined that all levels of alcohol use is the conclusion of this study this week. Even light drinking are associated with raised risk for breast cancer, with higher consumption linked to higher risk. So if you have in your family a risk for breast cancer, I would make sure that you minimize that alcohol.
Let's just follow the bouncing ball here for a moment and understand how the body works. Remember, much of alcohol is sugar. Sugar content is what gets you hooked. And what you like about alcohol is much of it is sugar related. Sugar, in its very basic form, causes cancer. cancers. It just the whatever the content is of sugar, refined sugar, adding weight, fat, all that stuff, because that's what sugar does. It adds fats, carbohydrate. You don't break it down, you become inundated with more body fat. Body fat causes cancer. It's not a big, heavy jump here from one to the other, I don't think, Ken. Do you?
That sounds like a plausible explanation, but it's just an observation that has been made and confirmed.
All right, so I made the observation.
But the things that increase the risk of breast cancer, and now let's talk about both sexes, but being female, increasing age, a personal history of breast cancer, a family history of breast cancer, inherited genes that increase the risk, radiation exposure, obesity, beginning your period at a younger age, beginning menopause at an older age, having your first child at an older age, having never been pregnant, postmenopausal hormone therapy, and drinking alcohol. If you have all those risk factors, stay away from alcohol.
That's pretty much the bottom line. In a moment, we talk about the cost of cancer drugs, what Ken thinks.
Guess how much it costs a year if you have cancer to be on drugs on average. If anyone guesses it, I'll give them a prize myself.
All right, prizes are yours. 888-55. Dr. Ken, 50 minutes after the hour. Good day, health. I'm Doug Steffen.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cartovite. Cartovite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cartovite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
This is the road to destiny, in a manner of speaking. What's your health destiny? What's your heart destiny? What is it that is going to keep you where you want to be health-wise or get you back to where you want to be? Certainly a lot of live advice from Dr. Ken helps. We hear that from people every week who listen to this program in different ways. There's actually a podcast of it that you can get by checking out DougSteffen.com. 888-553-7536. And as you know, Dr. Ken is brought to you through the courtesy and the help of, well, how we help them, in essence. The way to improve your cardiovascular health is to enjoy the treat that is Super Beets. Super Beets. You're heading into the summertime, outside, enjoying the great outdoors. Time of year, you want to make sure your energy level is at its peak. And Ken is the expert here in this. There are benefits. There are three whole beets, actually, Ken, in every teaspoon of Super Beets. And then you dump a little of this onto it. You don't have to dump it. You can put a teaspoon of Super Beets from the canister into a 4-ounce glass of water. Drink it, and you have the benefits of just. It's amazing how the body works. I mean, that's a silly question to ask of someone like you who sees how people can heal themselves every day. But when you think about how Mother Nature, you grow beets in this case, non-GMO beets, and they cook them and then they dry them and powder them, and you put it in water, and you do the effect that it has in your body is so amazing. It's just to appreciate. You see it every day in your practice how fantastic the body is, but I think most people are not aware or they don't think about how this works. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. This magnificent machine most of us take for granted until it's not magnificent.
So the Nobel Prize Committee presented an award for the nitric oxide discovery back in the 80s. Fergschott was one of the researchers, Ignaro another one of them, and Murad. I'm looking at the three.
1998.
Yeah, right. All right, so try this blood booster today called Super Beets, 800-655-4183. You get a 30-day supply of Super Beets free when you order the regular 3-month supply. Comes to you at 800-655-4183. Why wait? Get it now, free shipping. And the book Beat the Odds is very instructive as to how your body works in this area. So check it out, Super Beets, for super health, super good blood, getting muscles and head, brain, all that stuff with enough, the maximum amount of blood. That's what you want. 800-655-4183 to take Dr. Ken's advice. All right, so we were talking about the escalating cost of cancer drugs. What do we have to report here that's going to upset everybody?
This is a very challenging problem, and if anyone can solve this, I'll be very impressed. This is from the Institute for Healthcare Informatics, Doug, out this week. The total cost of cancer drugs and supportive care medications surged 11.5% in 2015 to reach $107 billion with a B globally. The cost of cancer drugs will rise between 7.5% to 10.5% annually through 2020 at a time when inflation here in America is likely to remain hopefully below 2%. The rapid rise in cancer drug costs, it reflects both good and bad news. The numbers are going up partly because of new treatments such as this wonderful immunotherapy, which President Carter has been kept well into his mid to late 90s, that use the patient's immune system to attack cancer cells. At the same time, drug makers are also hiking prices on existing drugs. The average annual cost of treatment for cancer patients rose 19%. Wow. In 2014 is the year we have the last number for. Take a guess, Doug. How much do you think per year it costs in drugs for the average cancer patient? Well, the average number, just put a number behind it.
$40,000.
$58,097. That's 2014 numbers. Patients can find some relief through coupons from drug makers. The lower the cost of prescriptions, the average coupon saves patients about $750 per prescription. Unfortunately, cancer drug costs are also one of the top causes of personal bankruptcy.
Good God. Well, that's what happens. A lot of times you hear those stories about people, medical procedures in general, so expensive, and people get tied to it. They lose their homes. They lose their savings. They lose everything. It's out of control, and the situation isn't getting any better, as Ken has just described. So how do we figure out, is a change of administration going to change all that? Who knows? Dr. Ken Kronhaus here with expertise on your side every week at this time. 888-55-DR-KEN. Write that down. I'm Doug Steffen.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cardivite. Cardivite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cardivite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.